We are in bondage. We are under a financial Ponzi scheme fraud that gives vicious criminals control over our entire society. They're entering the third bailout of foreign banks in Greece. But the bailout itself is a distraction. It's all about a power transfer to an unelected group of finance oligarchs that control the unelected European Union bureaucracy. The Greeks, the Irish, the Icelanders are all rebelling. They don't owe the lion's share of this money. The fight against the globalists that the Irish and others are up against is the very same fight our country has always been up against, as we covered earlier with the director from American Dream. This is the issue. Not football, not acting cool, not Dancing with the Stars, not Barack Obama reading off a teleprompter. Those people are puppets. It's the banksters. And we stand with the people of Greece and Ireland and Iceland because we're all under the same tyranny. The world needs to unite and have a spirit of 1776 worldwide in defense of liberty. And with more on the economy is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan, also former Wall Street Journal editor, best-selling author, and syndicated columnist. He's also been called the father of Reaganomics. He's here to give his expert opinion on the austerity riots now gripping Greece. Doc, we've been talking about this coming for 3-4 years on the radio, and now they're into the second, third bailout, and it never makes anything get better. But the big mega banks say, just give us more trillions and we'll fix it. And now I was listening to Bloomberg this morning and they said, big banks are going to teach government and the population how to live in their means. I actually heard this and they said it with a straight face. And they went on, Dr. Roberts, to say that the big mega banks are now going to take over Europe and set up this United States of Europe and that they're going to fix all our problems. What's your view on that, sir?
Well, I think that they would like to have the end of the sovereignty of the members of the European Union, because if they can end their sovereignty, then Greece and Italy and Rome and all the rest, including France and Germany, would lose control over their budgets. They would no longer have an independent budget. There would be a budget made for them by the European Union. And then the European Union government or dictator would also decide how much they could borrow, and they wouldn't be able then to run up these debts any longer. So that, I think, is an implication of the European Union. And I wrote to some months back when the head of the European Central Bank himself, Jean-Paul Trichet, he said that this is the next step, that we're going to take away the financial sovereignty of Greece and of course, eventually all the countries. So I think that is in the cards unless the EU breaks up. It could just break up. The Germans are having a lot of difficulty accepting it. They fear the inflation that they believe will result from the European Central Bank printing all the euros to bail out the big banks. So we may see a United States of Europe in which the countries become like states. They no longer have the ability to create money. And the governments of those countries just sort of become irrelevant, like most governors of most states in the United States, because the EU will make all the real decisions.
And the very mega banks that engineered the derivatives fraud that financed the government moves to deindustrialize, they then don't go to jail for the Ponzi schemes like Madoff, but they get even more power. And I know the European banks are all intimately connected to the big U.S. banks, the bailout money goes in both directions. How long can they run this scam where each solution calls for the perpetrators to get more power, and they're calling it a United States? It is united, but under this financial hegemony. Do you think they can be successful? Because last week I was watching CNBC and then again listening to Bloomberg on XM and heard this talking point that the problem is democracy in Germany. Merkel has almost lost her place in parliament. She's lost the last two elections, losing seats. Her party can be kicked out of power. And they actually bemoaned that the Germans are starting to wake up. I mean, this is incredible to hear our so-called media promoting financial dictatorship.
Yeah. You see, what the check, if there's a check on it, other than the Germans, perhaps, it's the riots in Greece and Spain, the strikes in Italy, because as long as they can bail out the banks, they bail out the banks by taking away from the ordinary people. And we've seen from the riots and strikes that this is not easily acceptable to ordinary people. So you could see simply, a revolution where people simply turn on the government and throw it out and begin making decisions that are quite different. So I don't know if, they're not going to be able to continue the bailouts if you've got such a large percentage of the European population rioting. So that is a check, and I don't know how it'll play out.
Well, I saw a report over the weekend that in Greece, most of the shops are refusing to pay the increased VAT to bail out the banks. And in fact, a lot of them are just now refusing to pay any VAT. So I think not paying the taxes in a way is an even better protest when we know the taxes are pretty much going directly to the perpetrators. Now, here's my question to you as a top economist. From my research, it looks like we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Yes, if we keep going down the path of the finance oligarchs and their crony capitalist system, we're damned. But they have so taken over the system and infected everything that if we don't go down the path of bailing out, that will also cause an implosion, kind of like what you talked about a few months ago. If you don't raise the debt ceiling, we default. But then if they keep going down the path of devaluing the dollar, that's also a technical default.
Yeah. Well, Alex, I actually think that the reason they're having all these troubles is they're not fixing the problem. They're just trying to bail out the banks. And the bailouts can't work because if you suppress the domestic economy in order to create the resources to bail out the banks, then the ability of that economy to support any debt just shrinks further. So that can't succeed. And what they need to do is simply force the banks to restructure the debts to the level that the countries can pay. Now, if that is such a big hit on the banks that they fail, you just let them fail, or you do there what the Fed did here. You print money and give it to the banks. But there's no reason. In other words, you can bail out the banks without suppressing the populations of Greece and Spain and Italy and Portugal and Ireland. You can bail out the banks the way the Fed bails them out. You just print money and give it to them. Or the European Central Bank could just buy directly the debt from the banks and leave the countries alone and not impose these austerity policies on the countries that are producing the riots and strikes and causing the domestic economy to shrink further, thereby making more of its debt unpayable. So the whole thing is mindless. It's a stupid, mindless thing. It serves no interest. This really doesn't even serve the banks.
Well, I was about to say, mindless from the perspective of you want to grow economies and have a good society, your financial and economic view and your life's work. But if you do want to take bailout money and then hoard it and not loan, watch things further deteriorate, then you're able to consolidate the economy. But I think what you're getting at, correct me if I'm wrong, is they've been so good at consolidating and taking a wrecking ball to things that there may not even be an economy to be debt slaves to them.
Well, there are two ways to bail the banks out. One is you go to the debtor country, say Greece, and you say, look, We're going to lend you the money that you can then use to pay the banks. But in order for us to lend this money, you're going to have to sell your ports, your water systems, the state lottery, all the national monuments and the string of protected islands. And we're going to give all that to real estate developers. And that's how you have to, that's what you have to do in order to get these loans from us to pay off the banks. And furthermore, you got to lay off a lot of government workers and raise taxes on the poor and do all this so that you'll have the money to pay us back. Well, that's insane, because that produces the shrinking economy that can't bear any debt. It produces all the riots and the strikes. And as you say, now they won't even pay the VAT tax. So what is an alternative? The European Central Bank could just simply shut up, not say anything, go to the big private banks that have lent to these countries and say, how much do you think this has to be written off so that Greece can pay it? Okay, and what if you write that much off? Are you still solvent? No? Okay, then let us buy that part of the bad debt that you can't eat yourself. And we won't tell anybody. We'll just take the bonds, and here's a whole bunch of euros that we'll put on your books. Now, that's the easiest way to do it. So it's being done in a way that is either from stupidity or some other kind of motive that's not obvious, that they're putting all this pressure on the EU itself and producing all of this public uproar and uproar in the financial markets.
Well, undoubtedly, Doctor, I want to hit a few other areas that you've been writing and talking about, but undoubtedly, when you see Paulson come out 3.5 years ago and say martial law, blood in the streets if you don't give us these, you know, unlimited trillions, and then you see the same thing done in Ireland, the same thing being done by the big central bank heads in Europe this week, they are the ones creating the uncertainty. I mean, after Paulson came out and said that, the market dropped almost 1,000 points. It's the same thing. Then they point at governments and the population and say, you aren't doing what we want. Look what you did to the markets, as they're basically terrorizing the markets and holding them hostage and saying, give us a banking dictatorship, get rid of all your sovereignty. I think it's very clear. They are orchestrating this, and they're more than happy to have society.
But Alex, let me remind you that Paulson only got $750 billion out of the government. He got $750 billion. That was the TARP bailout. But the Federal Reserve, quietly and secretly, you know, we only found out recently, the Federal Reserve lent the bank $16.3 trillion.
And tried to keep it secret and did for over 3 years. Exactly. Exactly.
And we only found out when somebody, who was it? Who released that?
Bloomberg sued him and a bunch of other stuff happened. And by the way, that's only part of it.
Well, but you see, what I'm saying is the real money that the banks got was not the TARP money that Paulson was threatening the Congress about blood in the streets. The real money was just given to them quietly by the Federal Reserve. And what I'm saying is that is how the Central Bank of Europe should deal with the crisis there now.
No, exactly. This is a huge issue you've raised, is that they're doing it the hard, long way to basically grandstand politically. So, in your opinion, why are they doing it that way?
Well, one possible reason, and probably the most likely reason, and it's the one that we've already mentioned, that Trichet himself revealed, was that they're going to use the crisis in order to take away a financial independence of the countries that make up the EU. So Greece will no longer have the politicians in Greece, the elected politicians of Greece will no longer be able to decide public spending and taxing in Greece.